Yes.
But the first answer, the followers of sages of other schools anyway are not going to accept any other conclusion. Like even if we propose the conclusion as Bhagavatam, anyway they are not going to accept that also. So how does it matter as that they will...
Okay, you know, you have two different kinds of texts. They're mentioned in the commentary here. Explanatory or descriptive, or explanatory and polemic. Bhagavatam is not polemic so much. Bhagavatam doesn't argue against other philosophies. So it doesn't make enemies. Whereas, although it does promote Vishnu, and those who don't like Vishnu are not going to like the Bhagavatam. It has its people who don't like it. But it is controversial in that way, but it's not controversial because it's polemic, that it's argumentative. Whereas the Vedanta Sutra is argumentative. Bhagavatam, you know, any person who's not envious could be attracted to the Bhagavatam. But because the Vedanta Sutra is involved in logical debate, they're going to have people who belong to other side, you know, the opposite side of the debate. People who ascribe to other philosophies, they're not going to be able to accept Vedanta Sutra as their authority. So Bhagavatam is less controversial. It's controversial also, but less controversial than the Vedanta Sutra.
If they come to know that Bhagavatam is actually a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra, then they might have the same...
Yeah, I mean, there are reasons for controversy to arise, but less reason than in such a polemic work that's full of arguments as the Vedanta Sutra.
And the second answer is, there may be different interpretations, so it might... become more complex, but those people who are following a particular series of interpretations in their own particular school of thought, like other sampradayas, so they may not have this problem. They may not see this problem because they are like, they might be faithful to their acharyas, and they might see that we have a proper.
Yes, you mean other darshanas?
No, other sampradayas, Vaishnava sampradayas.
Well, our problem is not with the other Vaishnava sampradayas. You know, they may make minor mistakes, or we may have minor disagreements with other Vaishnava sampradayas. The real problem is the number one prominent sampradaya among the Vedantists, the Mayavadi sampradaya. They make a mess of the whole thing. They grossly misinterpret and ruin the whole understanding of the Vedas. So that's our problem, not the other Vaishnavas, but the Mayavadis. Okay. All right. I think we'll stop here. No classes tomorrow, the next day. And I have to go to Delhi on the 6th, the 7th, and coming back the 8th. Sorry about that. Okay. I wanted to ask for the kitchen staff. They want to know how many devotees are going to be here on the 4th and 5th. Cause if you're going to be here for Janmashtami, could you raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and me is 7, and you are 8. 9? Can we try it again? Raise your hand again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, we count. Well, okay. How many of the ones who raised your hand are not going to be here on the 5th for some reason? Okay, so 9 on the 4th and 8 on the 5th. That's a rough count. Prabhupada's appearance day, yeah. Feast will be, let's say, at 12:30. I don't know. I think most of the who are going to go on the 4th might be away on the 5th also. But yes? Okay, I'm sorry. Who is going away on the 4th but is going to be back on the 5th for the feast at 12:30 in the afternoon? No? Nobody. Okay. But there's Dermot is going to be away on the 5th but not on the 4th. Is that it? Okay. So that's it. Okay. So we have a count of 9 devotees here on the 4th and 8 devotees on the 5th for Prasadam. We'll make a little extra anyway. Okay. Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Tattva Sandarbha Ki Jai.